All right, folks, welcome back to Masculine Spartan Discipline, your daily dose of mental toughness and life hacks. I'm your host, Jake Carter, here to help you level up, both mentally and in every other aspect of your life. Today we're diving into something that might seem a little softer than our usual hardcore topics, gratitude. Now, before you roll your eyes and say, "Oh, here comes another sappy self-help episode," stick with me. Gratitude isn't about being a pushover or constantly wearing rose-colored glasses. It's about recognizing the good in your life, even when things are tough, and understanding that has a profound impact on your mental health. Here's the deal. Gratitude is like mental steel plating. It fortifies you against negativity, stress, and all those little anxieties that can creep into your mind and mess with your game. Think about it this way. When you focus on what you lack, you create a sense of scarcity and dissatisfaction. You're constantly chasing the next thing, never truly appreciating what's already in your possession. But when you cultivate gratitude, you shift your perspective. You start to see the abundance around you, the simple things like a good meal, a supportive friend, or even just a sunny day. That shift in perspective is game-changing, folks. It reduces stress hormones, boosts your mood, and increases your overall sense of well-being. Trust me, I've seen it firsthand. When I started making a conscious effort to appreciate the good things in my life, even the seemingly small ones, it made a world of difference. I felt more resilient, more positive, and ultimately more equipped to handle the challenges that came my way. All right, let's break down 5 key takeaways that can help you harness the power of gratitude. 1. Practice daily gratitude. This doesn't have to be some elaborate ritual. Simply take a few minutes each day to reflect on things you're grateful for. It could be your morning coffee, a heartfelt conversation with a loved one, or even just a moment of peace and quiet. Write them down in a journal, share them with someone, or simply savor them in your mind. 2. Shift your focus. When negativity creeps in, consciously redirect your attention to something positive. Instead of dwelling on what's wrong, try to find the silver lining in every situation. Even in challenging circumstances, there are often lessons to be learned and opportunities for growth. Remember that saying, "Where the mind goes, energy flows." Choose to focus your energy on the good stuff. 3. Express your gratitude. Don't keep it bottled up inside. Tell the people you care about how much they mean to you. Say thank you for their kindness, their support, and simply for being in your life. A simple thank you can go a long way. It shows appreciation, strengthens bonds, and creates a positive ripple effect. 4. Embrace the little things. Happiness isn't about chasing big milestones or achieving some grandiose goal. Often, it's found in the everyday moments. A warm shower, a good book, a laugh shared with a friend. Take time to appreciate these little things that make life beautiful. 5. Practice mindfulness. Being present in the moment allows you to fully experience the good things around you. When you're constantly thinking about the past or worrying about the future, you miss out on the beauty of the present. Take time each day to simply be, breathe deeply, notice your surroundings, and savor each moment as it unfolds. Ever felt stuck in a rut? Like nothing is going right? You know that feeling when negativity just seems to consume you? That's where gratitude steps in. It's like a mental reset button helping you break free from those negative thought patterns and see things in a new light. Let me share a real-world example. Imagine this. You wake up late, your coffee spills all over the place, traffic is a nightmare, and you spill coffee on your shirt before even reaching work. Sound familiar? Most people would say, "Ugh, what a day." They'd focus on all the bad things that happened and feel their mood plummet. but someone who practices gratitude might say something like, "Well, at least I have a job to go to," or "I'm thankful for my car even though traffic is crazy." See the difference? It's not about ignoring the bad stuff, it's about choosing to focus on the good amidst it. It doesn't change the situation, but it changes your perspective and your energy. So, what are you waiting for? Start cultivating gratitude today. Make a conscious effort to appreciate the good things in your life, big and small. It'll transform your mindset, boost your mental health, and empower you to face anything life throws your way. Remember, a grateful heart is a strong heart. And that's it for today, folks. Keep your eyes peeled for new episodes every day, where we'll continue to explore ways to build mental toughness, resilience, and unlock your full potential. Don't forget to subscribe, share the show with your friends, and join the conversation on social media. Until next time, stay disciplined, stay positive, and keep crushing it.
This podcast was brought to life by AI to give you fresh affirmations daily. Support the positive flow by leaving a rating or review.